Now this section here closes with the triune blessing. This is a blessing that's used at weddings a great deal. At least I've used it at weddings for years. And it's found in verses 24 down through 26. It says, "The Lord bless thee and keep thee." That's God the Father. "And the Lord make his face to shine upon thee, be gracious unto thee." That's God the Son. "And then the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee, give thee peace." That's the Holy Spirit. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Somebody said, "You mean to tell me that there's a Trinity here in the Old Testament?" Well, here it is. The Lord bless thee. God is the source of blessing, God the Father. And the Lord Jesus is the one made his face to shine upon us. He's the one that became a man, and it's by his grace that we are saved. "And be gracious unto you." Now the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee. The only way in the world that you'll ever know him, and the only way in the world that you'll ever be able to come to him and experience the peace of God is through the Holy Spirit, you see, making these things real to your heart. So we have here this triune blessing. Now you see, God gives them this blessing now because what has happened? Well, the census has been taken. They now know their pedigrees. They know where they belong. The standards have been raised. They know their standard. They know the standard they are to follow. And they know their particular place in the camp and with their own tribe and with their own family. And we've also seen that the camp has been cleansed. Now they're ready to march. And now God blesses. And this is the only way God can bless. Many churches today are not experiencing the blessing of God. I don't like to say it, but they are trying to march like the soldier that forgot to put his belt on one morning. And I tell you, it's pretty hard to march and carry a gun and not have your belt or your suspenders on. And a lot of churches today are just like that, my friend. They're starting out. Things must be set in order. Paul says, "Let everything be done decently and in order," and that's for the church. The census is taken. They must know their pedigrees. The standards are raised. They know their standard. The camp is cleansed. Now God blesses, and this is the only way God can bless, and it's a triune blessing. Speaking of the triune God, God the Father keeps us. God the Son makes his face to shine upon us. "I'm the light of the world," he said. And God the Holy Spirit gives us peace. What a glorious chapter that is.